Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio. I love our Tuesdays. You know, it's our Tuesday Business Spotlight, and I'm so excited that Janice Clark will be sharing some great social media help, not hype. And today she's sharing 17 different tools you can use to find out what your audience is really thinking and what their target is. Are you wondering why you're not getting engagement and everything else? This is the show for you to figure out exactly what you have to do to target the people you are looking to reach. And it's a jam-packed show, so I want to get right to it, but I do want to thank our sponsors, Sane Spaces and Victoria Thornton Live and Uncover Your Diamond. And I really suggest, you know, please reach out to them, sanespaces.com, VictoriaThorntonLive.com, and you can find them all in our Mompreneur Marketplace on wordofmomradio.com. So I'm excited to get us started today. Get your pens ready, because it is a quick lunch and learn today with Janice Clark. So here we go.
Hey, Dory, thank you so much for having me on the show today. And hello, everyone who is joining me here today on Word of Mom Radio. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Janice Clark, and I own BizM Solutions. We do online marketing strategies specializing in social media for small to medium-sized business owners. And today I wanted to talk to you about something that I don't think we've covered before, you know, but it's a question that is, you know, coming up all the time. If you're a business owner, if you're out there and you're trying new clients, I'm assuming you're out there trying to get new clients. You know, we see so many people who they go out, they create a website, they start posting to their social media sites, and it's a big struggle. You know, the online space is very crowded, lots of people talking, lots of content overwhelm going on, and everybody's trying to shout to be heard. And if you're like most businesses, you may find that you're posting and posting and posting, and you're getting very few click-throughs on your links, and not a lot is happening. And after a while, as a business owner, you really start to wonder, my goodness, is anybody listening to me, and is this really working, and what am I doing? And, you know, social media can become very, very time-consuming and very, very stressful when you're not getting the results that you think you should be getting. And so often as I'm speaking with clients and talking to people, you know, they ask, you know, how do the big guys do it? How are the influencers getting out there and getting visibility? How are they getting people to listen? How are they getting people to click through on their links? That's the type of information I wanted to talk to you about today. I went earlier this morning. I went to an awards ceremony at my little girl's school, and they give out awards for 7 habits of good behavior. And one of those habits they encourage the children to do is to seek to understand before they try to be understood, which means you need to listen to what the other person is saying and really try to see things from their perspective before you start talking, before you start trying to convince them to do what you want them to do. And I thought, what a wonderful behavior to teach children from a very early age, because as business owners, we tend not to want to do that. We want to go out. We want to start, you know, creating the website and make it look beautiful, make it look just like what we want it to look like, start creating the content we want to create in the manner that we want to create it, and we all think we know what our audience wants. You know, sometimes I ask people, in the course of a strategy session, what is your audience looking for? And sometimes they'll tell me they don't know. They'll be very honest. I'm not really sure what they want. That person's in really big trouble. Sometimes they can list off, here's what my audience is looking for, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And sometimes they're correct and sometimes they just aren't. But the bottom line is, as business owners, we've got to know what our audience is thinking. We have to know what our audience wants. If you don't know what your audience is looking for, how are you possibly going to provide them with any answers? If you don't know what your audience wants, if you don't know what their problems are and you don't know what their pains are, how can you possibly provide them with any solutions? Very often these days, you know, we're all so overwhelmed. You have so little time, and we get so busy going through the motions, the task work, posting, clicking, tweeting, doing all these things, marking all these little boxes off of our and myself included. Sometimes it's really easy just to forget that I need to slow down on a regular basis and really am I giving my target audience? Am I giving my clients? Am I giving my Twitter followers and my Facebook fans, am I really giving them what they're looking for, or am I just going through the motions? So today what I wanted to share with you are 17 ways you can find out what your audience is really thinking. 17 things you can do, tools you can use, 17 things you can do to figure out what they want. Once you know what they want, what are you going to do? You're going to give it to them. If you can solve their problems, if you can be their knight in shining armor, if you can come in and take away their pains, they will pay you. Not only will they pay you, they'll tell their friends about you. They'll get online and they'll talk about you. I mean, think about your own problems right now. What are your biggest problems? If somebody comes in and suddenly solves that for you, what are you going to do? You're going to go out and tell the whole world about it. Zig Ziglar said, you can have everything you want in life as long as you can help enough other people get what they want. You know, as business owners, that's exactly what we need to be doing if you want to be a successful business owner. This is not easy, but I have created a whole list here of some very specific things you can do. So get out a pen and paper, and let's talk about some 17 things you can do to find out what your audience really wants. It'll give you an edge over the competition, because once you know what they want, all you got to do is give it to them. The very first thing I recommend you do is look at your Facebook insights. Most of us have a Facebook page. Go ahead and look at your Facebook insights. Take a look around, familiarize yourself, and I should do another show just covering the latest Facebook insights. But look at some very basic things. Even if you don't have a lot of time, if you can do these things, these are things you can do. If you've only got 5 minutes, carve 5 minutes out and just do something. Any of these things are going to help you out. Facebook Insights will tell you things like when your audience is online. Okay, that's a big part of this, because if you don't know when they're online, then you can't even talk to them, let alone get your message in front of them. Find out when they're online. More importantly, take a look at which piece of content, which of your posts have been the most popular, which have gotten the most likes, which have gotten the most comments. You know, that's going to tell you, it's going to give you a little bit of information about what people are really looking for online. People won't always answer your questions. About 90% of people online are just lurkers. They're looking around, and don't discount those people. They're very important. They buy just as much as the people who engage. So don't discount the lurkers. But if you post frequently enough and you're trying different things, and you should always be trying different things, and you start looking at these analytics, finding out from your insights which pieces of that content they like most can really give you some great insights into who your audience is and what their pains are. And once you see the posts that are getting the most engagement, start creating more of those posts and see what happens to your engagement. Twitter analytics is another one. How many of you have even paid attention once to your Twitter analytics? They have some really nice analytics these days. You can also find out your top tweet, telling you, again, which piece of content is most important to your target audience, what resonated with them the most. And sometimes you'll find it has absolutely nothing to do with your business. Sometimes it's a more social post or something that you weren't expecting. And this is where I tell clients, especially getting started, don't just post 20 tweets a day promoting your business. Put some other types of content out there. Once you find out, they didn't come onto their social media sites to buy, but once you find out what they're looking for, once you find out the types of content that they're enjoying, engaging with, you can start working within your business to create content that's going to get their attention, solve their problems, and also lead them down a path toward your business. With that in mind, Twitter analytics will also tell you how many people have engaged with you, even if it's not retweeting your content. Maybe it's favoriting something, or maybe it's just speaking to you. This type of information can tell you what type of person is most likely to engage with you. Very often, you know, when we set, when we create our business, we also want to determine our own target audience. We want to say, you know, I'm going to be working with person ABC or person XYZ, and very often what I find is that it's not the business owner that determines the target audience, it's the target audience that determines which business owner that, you know, really resonates with them. So pay attention to the types of people who are talking to you and engaging with you. Are those the types of people you want? If they are, great. You know, keep going. If they're not, maybe you need to really take a step back and say, hey, you know, what am I looking like online? What does my profile look like? What type of content am I sharing? But that those analytics can really go a long way for you. Google Analytics, you know, and any analytics, you know, I could keep going with analytics. Every site that offers analytics, lots of free and paid analytics tools out there that can tell you a lot about the type of content that people enjoy seeing from you, enjoy engaging with. Really pay attention. You know, use these insights to listen to what your audience wants. Very often, your audience can't even specifically tell you, here's what I want to see from you. They don't know until you start sharing it, until you start saying it. So pay attention to these, but they do, that, you know, their actions, that, well, that's their vote. They vote with their actions, with their likes, with their comments, with their engagement toward you. Do some keyword research. This is a very daunting task for most business owners, already tired, overwhelmed, exhausted, but there's some really good tools out there you can use. I personally love SE Cockpit. It's a fairly new one I've been using, and I found great information for quite a few of my clients with this, surrounding their target audience. And in several instances, we've been surprised. We thought that when we did certain searches, we were going to get lots of return on it, and it turned out that wasn't at all what our audience was searching for. So it was a big surprise. And once we found out what they were looking for, we could start tailoring our message and catering to specifically what those people wanted. Look at the groups your audience participates in. You know, think about your target audience. Where would they be online? What Facebook groups might they be a part of? LinkedIn groups. You know, which hashtags might they be using? Hashtags could be a huge source of information for you. So really pay attention to those hashtags. Look at your social networks to figure out, you know, what might my audience be using. And, you know, I recommend you create a Word document because, you know, I sit down to do this, and I always, and I've been doing this for years, so I'm pretty good at it. But I'll sit down, and I'll say, okay, I'm gonna search for these 12, 15, 20 hashtags. And I'll write them down, or I type, actually. I like to type it down because I'm a much faster typist than I am a writer these days. But I put it down on a document, and I find as I'm researching, I find more hashtags. And I want to track those, so I keep a running list of all the hashtags that I'm finding, all the keywords I'm finding that I find are very popular among my target audience. So, you know, do a little, and again, this doesn't, you don't have to spend hours and hours on this, you know, just a few minutes on a regular basis, and it can really help you out a lot. Think about the frequently asked questions your business gets. What are people constantly asking you? What should they be asking you? The SAQs. What are the things that you're constantly telling people, they're not asking, but you have to keep repeating yourself over and over? Such a source of frustration for a business owner. But think about it. If you have to keep repeating yourself, obviously your audience isn't getting it, and they're not thinking the same way you're thinking. They're thinking differently. How are they thinking differently? Sometimes you can come up with a whole series of questions. Once you sit down with this mentality, really have an open mind and start thinking, you know, where is my audience struggling? What is the problem they're having? You know, really put your head to this. Spend a little time really with an open mind, brainstorming it, not multitasking, but just fixating on this one thing. It can tell you a lot about where their head is. You know, you may be trying to tell them, let's say you have a weight loss product. I know wraps are a big thing right now, and the tendency is to sell weight loss wraps, and you keep talking about them. You talk about how great they are, and you talk about how much weight you can lose and how firm you'll get. And, you know, as a business owner, this is the information we want to keep pounding out. As the client, however, maybe they want to, they're looking for better ways to be fit, or fitness with the family, things like this, good nutrition. If you know that's the path they're on, you can begin tailoring your message and leading them down the path that will eventually lead to your reps. But if you just start talking about all kinds of things that they're not interested in yet, they're not quite there yet, the two of you are never going to connect. So just think along these lines. Industry market research. Again, sounds pretty daunting to the overworked, overwhelmed business owner, to the average small business owner, but you could be surprised at just what types of great information you can get. There's a variety of sources out there that are polling your audience, running surveys, and you can get access to this information. Sometimes it's free and sometimes it's paid. It really just depends on the type of information and specifically what you're after. Places like eMarketer, MarketResearch.com, Forrester, Hitwise, Plunkett, Valuation, all of these places are doing this type of research. Look them up online, and I will be putting a blog post out about this show, so you'll be able to get access to this information as well. Go over to my blog at bizmsolutions.com, and you can look up, once I get it posted, you'll be able to look up the blog post on the 17 ways you can find out what your audience is really thinking, and you'll find that information right there. For those of you just tuning in, we are here today on Word of Mom Radio with me, Janice Clark, owner of Biz and Solutions. We do online marketing strategy, specializing in social media marketing, relationship marketing, that type of thing. So you joined us here today, and I'm really, really excited to have you. Take advantage of some of the industry market research that's already being done, that's already been performed, to find out, what people are looking for and what types of pains that they're having. You can also use sentiment tools, and there again, there are some free and paid sentiment tools out there to let you know how people feel about specific topics or certain subjects. Things like social mention or how social, tracker, trender, there's quite a few out there, and you can do a Google search and find these as well. What I want to stress is don't assume you know. That gets you into a lot of trouble. When you assume you know what people want, so many businesses find a great product to sell or they create a great product to sell, and no doubt it's great, but they run out to start selling and they haven't taken the time to find out if what they're selling is really what people want. And again, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that, one of the, in the award ceremony this morning, that one of the habits they talked about for the children is to strive to be understood, or to strive to understand before you can be understood. And I want to keep going back to that. You need to make sure that you're paying attention to your audience, that you're really listening, not just pretend listening, not just kind of listening, not just surface listening. Don't think you know what they want. Really work hard to understand what they want before you go out and try to get your message out there. I need to stress something else as well. When you're in a research phase in your business, trying to figure out exactly whether or not you want to go into this business or how you want to do it, some people do a lengthy research phase. Many small business owners don't, however. Especially those, online these days, it's very easy to start a business. You come up with a great idea, you find a great product to sell, and woof, you're off and gone. This happens to us a lot, that I'll talk to somebody about their new business. They've come to us, they've already set up a website, got their social media sites fairly set up, not necessarily well, but and the point is they're off and running, and they want us to take it over and do great things with it. And I will listen to them and I feel like, in all honesty, this isn't a good idea, what they're trying to do. And this has happened many, many times. What they're trying to do is not a good idea. I don't see a market for it. I don't think they're on the right path. And when I ask them about it, and I try to be as nice as possible, I hear very frequently, oh, no, I've been asking everybody I know. Everybody down at the church says I could do this. My mom and dad think it's a great idea. I ask my kids, my grandkids, they all agree it's wonderful. That's not market research. When you're going out and asking a small segment of people who know you and love you and support everything you do, that's really not listening to your target audience. Those people aren't necessarily motivated to give you a completely and 100% honest answer. They love you and they don't want to hurt your feelings, and they aren't personally invested in this project either. I hear, I hear at least 36 times a month, oh, everybody tells me I should write a book. Everybody wants to know about my life. Everybody says so. And everybody ends up being the person's close immediate family, their best friends, the people down at the bar they drink with on Friday night. I'm not kidding about this. I'm not kidding. And this happens all the time. And then I have to be the one who says, I'm really sorry. We can't take this because I don't see a market for it. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't see how I can make you a best-selling author when you're writing about, your past 30 years, doing nothing. I just encourage you, when you're listening to what people have to say, when you're paying attention to what your audience really wants, keep in mind who your audience really is. And you've got to go out and you've got to ask some very scary questions from people that you don't know. What do you really think of me, total stranger? Are you really interested in what I have to say? And getting those answers can be really scary. It's much safer to ask mom and dad or ask our grandkids or ask the people at your church, but that's not market research. So I really wanted to stress that. Now, I know I'm going to take a break here because I know we have some phenomenal sponsors of our show today. So, Dory, I'm going to turn this over to you for a few minutes and let you talk about our sponsors.
I'm really hoping that you guys can hear me as I am talking about our sponsors, Sane Spaces and Uncover Your Diamond with Victoria Thornton. You can find them at wordofmomradio.com in our Mompreneur Marketplace. You can hit the button there and the link because it's wordofmomradio.com/our-show-sponsors/MMM/.
Okay, so, well, I just have a few things left I wanted to go over with you as far as finding out what your audience really wants. We are on number 12, and this is really easy. Do some basic Google searches, super easy. Just literally open up your browser window and type in some phrases surrounding your business, what you're looking to do, whatever it is that you happen to be selling. Type in phrases like, how do I use, how do I get, what's the best way to, and think in terms of what people might really be typing into the search engines, and Google will actually auto-populate some things for you that might be eye-opening and lead you down a good research path to finding out what people are searching for online. You can do things a little more advanced, like click tracking and heat maps, places like Crazy Egg, Clicktail, Omniture, Google InPage Analytics, things like that can actually help you set up heat maps on your website so that you can, or click-throughs on your website, so that you can determine what people are clicking on. The heat maps are great. They are very, very cool. It will actually show you, what people tend to be looking at on your website. And very often you'll be surprised. You'll be thinking, you put your top offer front and center, they can't miss it, only to find out that nobody's seeing it. So that's another way to find out what people are looking for or what they're interested in. Another way is very often overlooked. It's just ask your audience. Go online, post on your social sites. Again, ask people that aren't your best friends and family what they think. Get some honest opinions from them. Online's the best place because people there really aren't invested in saving your feelings. They'll tell you what they really think, and sometimes it's a little scary, but it's a great way to and ask and keep asking. If nobody answers, just keep asking and maybe ask in a different way, send it out to your mailing list, but just ask people. Ask your clients when you're on the phone. What do you think? What could I give you that would make you love me more? How do you feel about these products? Pay attention to what they're buying, what they're not buying. Get out there and meet some people. Humanize your brand, and this is really important. There's been a trend in social media for so long to just post, you know, get photos out there, get links out there, just post. And sometimes you need to stop posting and just sit down and talk to the people. Don't just post motivational pictures and you know, whatever's supposed to go with that picture. Really sit down and talk to people and ask how their day is going. Don't assume they're excited about a Friday. Maybe they work all weekend, so Friday means nothing to them. Start thinking along those lines and really talking like a human being to your target audience instead of posting at them or just copying and pasting memes and things that really, yeah, they're cute and they're neat and they're fun, but it's nothing your audience really resonates with. People buy from people they like. So be the person they like. Get out there and listen to them. Talk to them. The last thing on my list is polls and surveys. Run them yourself. SurveyMonkey is a really neat little tool that you can use to create polls and ask people multiple choice questions. What do you like, A, B, C, or D? What don't you like, A, B, C, or D? What are you looking for in this? What's your favorite product along these lines? These are all some wonderful ways to really dig in and find out what your audience is looking for. Don't assume that you know what they're looking for. Really get in there, ask the right questions to the right people, and keep asking. And guys, this, you know, it can be very frustrating some days, and very overwhelming to be a small business owner all alone and all by yourself. That's how you feel sometimes, and I completely get that. But you're not alone. Feel free to always connect with me on my Facebook page. I'm over here at BizM Solutions. Send me a tweet on Twitter, Janice_Clark. Send me an email, JaniceClark@BizMSolutions.com. I'm here for you. I'm here to support you. Dory's here for you. You found a wonderful group. If you're listening to Word of Mom Radio, you're already in this fabulous, supportive group. And we can be part of your research audience. So always remember that you can just reach out and ask us what we think. Moms can be wonderful, wonderful people when it comes to feedback. Guys, thank you so much for having me today. I'm so glad I was able to be on the show. Dory, I can't thank you enough again for having me on the show, and I will look forward to speaking with you again in a few weeks. Have a great week, everyone.
Hey, it's Dory. We're here on Word of Mom Radio. You know, the summer is coming. Summer's here, and our show times are shifting. We're staying on the air at 1 o'clock, but Janice actually pre-recorded that segment for us because Miss Dot is home. And so, Janice, we will be doing the same way we're doing with Cena right now, a live show on a Tuesday, and then an archive. So we'll be sharing some of the past shows that Janice has shared here on social media, Health Not Hype, along with new shows each month. Same thing, next week we will be hearing from Cena Block, the fantabulous Cena Block, owner of Sane Spaces, on Managing Mompreneur Mayhem, and she's going to be sharing summertime, let's face it, as moms who work from home, this is the biggest challenge of your business / family life, your business while your kids are home from school. So we are coming up with great shows all summer long to help with all of that. This Thursday on the Mompreneur Model Show with me, I am so excited to be sharing Jessica Rowan, who is at Broomhuggy on Twitter. She has created this absolutely fabulous product. And, you know, as a mom who had little kids and did everything organically and stuff and has always tried to leave as small an impact on the environment as possible. I mean, I even washed cloth diapers. I can't wait to share the Broomhuggy with you. It is a fabulous product that this wonderful mom of three has made. In the summer, I'm going to be sharing past guests and different shows. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited with everything that is going on. I'm so grateful for all of the women that are involved here at Word of Mom Radio. Again, our sponsors today were Sane Spaces and also Victoria Thorne. And you can find her at uncoveryourdiamonds.com. And again, go to wordofmomradio.com and hit our Mompreneur Marketplace and meet all of the women that are behind our shows. because they are just a fabulous group of women. We're really lucky. And again, I thank you all so much for being here with us. It's so fun to get to share our time with you. So until Thursday and the Mompreneur Model Show, this is Dori DiCarlo saying bye for now, and go out and create a marvelous you.